USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A fall in case numbers last month raised hopes that Britain may be reaching herd immunity. But experts warn against complacency, given uncertainty about new variants and autumn's return to school. Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
It is very, very important that we don't allow ourselves to run away with premature conclusions about this.
Tenants saddled with months of back rent faced the end of the federal eviction moratorium Saturday, a move that could lead to millions being forced from their homes just as the highly contagious Delta variant of the coronavirus is rapidly spreading. The Biden administration announced Thursday it would allow the nationwide ban to expire. Its hands were tied after the U.S. Supreme Court signaled in June that it wouldn't be extended beyond the end of July without congressional action. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Simone Biles will not defend her Olympic gold medal on floor exercise. USA Gymnastics announced Sunday that the six-time Olympic medalist has opted not to compete on floor, where she won gold in Rio de Janeiro and placed second in qualifying last week. Jennifer Gadarova of Britain will replace Biles in the finals, which are scheduled for Monday. During a CNN town hall, President Joe Biden revealed what leaders around the world are asking him after 4 years of the Trump presidency.
You ask, you know, when I went to this G7, all the major democracies, I walked in, and I know a lot of them because of my role in the past. And they walk in, and I said, America's back. And they go, I'm serious, heads of state. I give you my word as a Biden. I said, are you really back? I mean, how can I? We believe you, Joe. But will the country ever get it together?
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Mike Pompeo talks about China's refusal to sign off on the second phase of the WHO investigation into COVID origination. Here's USA's Dan Naraki.
China has rejected a plan for further investigation into the origins of the coronavirus. The country's National Health Commission rejected the WHO's plan last week for the second phase of their investigation into the lab and the first days of the pandemic. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says further investigation from the WHO is the last thing that China wants. He tells Fox News that the second phase would likely shine light on the Chinese government's cover-up of the source of the virus.
I think they know that this indeed did come out of their laboratory, and while we don't have the evidence to prove it, they certainly do. And so my sense is the reason they don't want anybody looking at it is because they know what this would mean for the Chinese Communist Party. They know that they have lied to the world, they know that they have lied to their own people, and they know that they foisted this virus upon the world, costing millions of lives and now billions and billions of dollars worth of wealth. The last thing the Chinese Communist Party is to be stuck with the of having operated a lab, covered it up, disappeared journalists, disappeared doctors, only to have the WHO come in and find that, in fact, it did come from that laboratory.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Universal Orlando Resort and SeaWorld are the latest theme park resorts in Florida to again ask visitors to wear masks indoors, with Universal also ordering its employees to wear face coverings to protect against COVID-19. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.